have a seat. Let us join together to pray. Let us pray. When everything was dark, and it seemed that the sun would never shine again, your love broke through. Your love was too strong, too wide, too deep for death to hold. The sparks cast by your love dance and spread and burst forth with resurrection light. Gracious God, we praise you for the light of new life made possible through Jesus. We praise you for the light of new life that shone on the first witnesses of resurrection. We praise you for the light of new life that continues to shine in our hearts today. We pray that the Easter light of life, hope, and joy will live in us each day, and that we will be bearers of that light into the lives of others. Alleluia. Amen. Say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So let us listen for the word of God in one of the accounts of the story of the day.
The readings from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, a Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the woman. "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised just as he said. Come here and see the place where he is lying. Go quickly now and tell the disciples he has been raised from death, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I have told you." So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met him and said, "Peace be with you." They came up to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said to them. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Amen.
Amen. In conversation with Mary, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and I am the life." Not "I will be when you are dead," not even "I will be after the resurrection, after I have been dead," but now I am back to life. He declared that he was the resurrection and the life when he stood in front of Mary, who was broken by the death of her brother, and Jesus' apparent lack of interest in this. Lazarus was dead. Jesus had waited and taken time to travel. But now Jesus arrives and says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Not will be, not once you see the tomb that is empty, you can have tangible evidence. I am now. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Today, Jesus says it. Mary, when you see all in brokenness, I am. When all you see is suffering, Mary, I am. When all you feel is separation from God, I am. You do not have to wait. For this to be true, it doesn't matter to God how you respond. It is true anyway. Jesus says, I am, even if no one believes. I am the resurrection. And he goes on. I am the life. New life. Maybe not physically new life for us, though physically new life for him, but new life which is just as radical. A new way to live. A new way to be. A new way to understand what matters and where you will get your guidance from. Not the same old, not the unchallenged thinking of the rules of this world. When was the last time that you, as a Christian, heard something in the news and you thought to yourself, not tut tut tut, oh how terrible, but you thought, how does that match with the teaching of Jesus? A new life that's not about the unchallenged thinking of the rules of this world, but it is life. And it is not the warmed up half-life that many people live. Jesus comes to give life where the colours are bright once again, where the edges have been knocked off, where the senses are sharper than the senses have ever been. Sentimentality is slashed, but love turns up. It is no wonder, my friends, that people run from such good news. And today he says to us, I am resurrection, which is good news, and I am life, which is fulsome, which is an explosion of joy. Let us join to pray. Let us pray. Lord, on this holy day, when we are full of joy, we recognize that many people are empty. And we come before you now, lifting them up. We pray for our world where so many desperately need to hear your new transforming news about life, resurrection life, and life in all its fullness. Pray for those who we know and love who do not know you. We pray for the church. As we celebrate this morning, we recognize that we are part of a worldwide communion of those who will join in praise and worship. We hold up before you our brothers and sisters in Christ, who will worship in places that are politically dangerous, where it is a life-threatening sacrifice to gather to worship. And those for whom it is an annual event to gather to worship, that the good news would touch and transform. We pray for new life and hope for those who are sick. On this day, we particularly pray for Lorna Tarbutt, for Chris Bungay, and at this time, when we celebrate resurrection, it is a time for those who mourn to remember. So we hold up before you those whom we know who mourn. Comfort them with this good news. Lord our God, who breaks through from death, is there anything that could hold you? Surely not. So break through the smallness of our thinking, the feebleness of our praise, the half-baked notion of our lives and our discipleship, the churlishness of our service, that the people we are would shine in our homes, in our community, in our workplace, and through this building to show your Easter message of love and life. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Like the disciples at Emmaus, we offer what we have. They offered their company, their table, their bread. We invite you to be with us as we offer our love, our devotion, these gifts. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us join together to sing the hymn which you'll find at number 452. Let us break bread together in the Lord. Please have a seat. So let us celebrate this joyful feast. And people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit at the table in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, we take this bread and this wine, that which is ordinary, that which is commonplace and from our tables. And as Jesus gave thanks, so we give thanks. Let us pray. Risen Lord, we thank you with all your people, those who are gathered throughout the world, who are rejoicing with us on this day, and we all celebrate together, for the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. We thank you for our homes and our families, all the love that we have in our lives. We celebrate that the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. We thank you that you give us so many good things to share with others. The news that the Lord is risen, he is risen indeed. We thank you for your presence with us, through one another, and through this bread and this wine. Pour out your Spirit on these gifts. Transform them, and let us be sensitive to your presence with us. Through song, through spoken word, through one another, through bread, through wine. For we are glad, for the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Hear the narrative of the institution of the Lord's Supper as it was recorded by St. Paul. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body. It is broken for you." He took the cup, wine poured out, and said, "This is my blood. It is shed for you." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. So let us pray. They thought he was broken. They thought he was dead. They thought life was meaningless. Lord Jesus, Mary had the privilege of knowing you on this earth. You loved her and she loved you. Each of us is your brother or sister, and you love us and we love you. Help us to share this wonderful news with those around us, those who feel that life is broken, that which is worthwhile is dead, and those for whom life is meaningless, that we would all celebrate your resurrection. And thank you for what you have done for each of us. We pray in your name. Amen. Our final hymn, Jesus Lives, Thy Terrors Now, you'll find it number 239. So please stay if you have the time to join us for breakfast. If you don't, take home the good news of the Easter message. Loving God, your light is the only light we need as we travel through life's mystery. Your word is the only voice we hear, that still small voice that leads us to the place where we should be. Your presence is the only company we need as we walk this narrow road. Your fellowship is the warmth we crave to help us on our way. May the truth of Easter, the joy of Easter, the blessings of Easter be with us this day and all days. Amen.